All right, it's time for the computer guys, and we have two of them in here this morning that can tell you all about your computer. You got a problem, 395-1450. Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Juke, I'm doing great.
Good morning, Juke. I'm fine as well.
Good. Good.
Nice hot day out there. I walked over and I worked up a little bit of a sweat on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kyle, drinking coffee, or is it coffee?
No, it's just some water, actually.
Oh, a little water in there. Hopefully a few ice cubes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing well, Juke. I hope you're doing well yourself. The world of IT and computers is an exciting place, and there's always something happening. So, Carl, you say you're busy as well, so that's good, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And people are getting used to the fact that they have to call you and...
Yes, process is ongoing. Obviously, when people call Macatawa Technologies, they're still referred to me, so I'm getting a lot of calls that way. But otherwise, folks are also, you know, picking up on my new phone number and everything, directly calling me directly, so that's good.
Good. Well, today, Carl, I wanted to chat a little bit about the process that somebody might go through when they're looking at replacing their computer. You know, 5 years ago, if you think back, the choices were a laptop or a desktop.
Right.
And the big choice was, well, that was the big choice. And then the secondary choice would be if you should do an Apple computer or a Windows. And now, I was typing up some notes here. Let me just run through a few of the choices that people are thinking through and just to show you how many choices there are. So, obviously, laptop or desktop, still a concern. A lot of people still actually buy desktop computers. I mean, I would have thought, you know, 10 years ago that as the prices came down on laptops, but I actually have a desktop computer at home that I use. Not every day, of course, but... Laptop, desktop, those are the choices. Windows 8 or Windows 7. You can still get computers with Windows 7 nowadays. Should you go with Windows or Apple? And then also, there's the question of, do you want to get instead of a laptop, would you rather have a tablet computer? And of tablet computers, you've got choices between Windows, iPad, and Android. So there's a lot of choices out there.
A lot of choices out there. And
so where do you start, Carl? Where do you start with all those choices?
Well, basically start by asking the customer what they want to accomplish, I think. What do they want to do with the devices, the kinds of things. If it's just internet and email, perhaps a tablet is just fine. If they want to do a little more word processing or spreadsheets, then a desktop or a laptop is probably the way to go. I was just talking to a customer a few days ago, and they're actually considering a laptop with a touch screen with Windows 8. So I've not actually worked on one of those yet, but... even that, there is a lot of choices even on that, so that you could potentially use your laptop a bit like a tablet.
Yeah, they have some of the new laptops that are coming out or have been coming out. They have it where the screen will flip. You know, they'll kind of rotate, and so you don't have to walk around, you know, kind of reaching over the keyboard. It actually has it where the screen will kind of flip, and then you can just use it, like you said, just like a tablet. There are even computers where... the whole keyboard and the base detaches, so you can kind of leave that behind. So there are a lot of choices out there. Like we said, there are a ton of choices. And like Carl said, the first question to ask yourself is, what do I plan to use this device for? Is it just personal? Is it for work? Do I want to take it on vacation with me so I can read a lot of books while I'm out? Do I want to sit out on the back porch and read the news online with it? What are you going to use it for? That's the first place to start. And then from there, you can really answer the questions of which device would probably work best for you. What I don't recommend is saying, I want to use this because I like iPads, so I have to use an iPad. I've had a number of people, whether it's for business or personal, who say, well, I really like the iPad, so I'm going to use that. Well, and then it turns out that the software that they use at work is not compatible with it. So then we've got to have a workaround for that. And then their email is not compatible. And there's all these different things. And so... really asking, what do I want to use it for, is a great place to start.
We got a call. Good morning. You're online with the computer guys.
Yes. The battery on my new laptop doesn't last more than an hour of use. And is that something that, how can I fix that without having to drag around a plug all the time?
You say it's brand new?
Yes.
Obviously, I don't know the specifications on your particular unit, but it would seem like it should last longer than that, especially in this day and age, because they've worked very hard to get longer battery life out of them. I might contact the manufacturer or the place where you bought it. If it's still under warranty, it sounds like maybe it's something that should be checked out by them.
Oh, okay. So normally you could use a laptop maybe 3 hours without having to plug in?
For the basic batteries that come in, depending on how much you spent on the computer, what type of battery it has, 2.5 to 3 hours is really the minimum that you should expect out of a new computer.
Do you think I should just go ahead and buy a new battery?
Well, if you said the computer is new, I wouldn't want to spend my money on it. I would want to tell whoever I got it from, hey, this thing is not working as advertised. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
What brand of computer is it?
It is the one with Windows 8.
Dell, HP?
HP.
Okay. Yeah, if it's a new HP computer... usually, I don't know the specs on an HP warranty, but typically I would expect that it would come with at least a 1 year warranty. Now, usually if a computer has a 1 year warranty, it will cover the battery in there as well. The little tricky part comes in. Sometimes you can get an extended warranty on a computer, but it does not cover the battery. So I would either try to contact HP or wherever you bought it from and just say to them, hey, I'm getting an hour of life. There's a good chance that the battery's defective.
But if I just want to, cut through all the red tape and go ahead and get a new battery, would that work?
Yeah, I would. New batteries, it depends on, offhand I don't know what HP batteries cost, but yes, you could buy a new battery. I don't know if there's anywhere local that you could get them. Typically, we just get them online.
Right, and I think, though, the only other caution here is that it might not be the battery. Maybe it's something on the motherboard that charges the battery, and so maybe a brand new battery would act just the same way, and you might not have identified the real problem. So,
okay. I appreciate that. And now, if I go wireless, like someplace like JP's or something, are my QuickBooks programs secure if I use their wireless network?
I'd say, are you doing anything with QuickBooks online that you're communicating any of the QuickBooks information over the Internet?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good question.
What I would suggest is with something like that, the traffic between your computer and QuickBooks, if you're doing the online QuickBooks, that is a secured connection. You always have to be careful when you're in public connecting to somebody else's wireless, because there are always ways that, yes, they could try to intercept that traffic. In general, those type of sites are quite safe to go to that, because they do have a secure page that you go to log into. It's typically encrypted between your computer and their servers. So for the most part, I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay.
If you're running the QuickBooks program locally, you know, for instance, one of the things to consider is, you know, on often a computer, when you connect, if you have a Windows computer, it's an HP, it may ask you, hey, is this a public wireless connection, or is this like a home or a work? And if you choose public when you're in a public location, it will help to kind of lock things down a little bit.
Yes. Good idea.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
And last thing, too, was with that battery she had mentioned, I should mention as well, I had an issue with my Apple laptop where the battery was only lasting 45 minutes. Well, it turned out one of the services that runs on the Apple laptop was going crazy. And so the processor was at 100% the whole time. And the whole computer, the battery would last only 45 minutes instead of the four and a half hours that I would normally expect out of it. So, one other thing to consider, if a new battery for the caller doesn't end up working, to consider that maybe there is something, whether it's hardware-wise or software-wise, that's kind of going crazy. And definitely, I would suggest give Carl a call, and he could take a look at it, evaluate the situation, and get you on your way again.
Okay, very good. Carl, you want to add your number there?
My number now for Black Lake Home Tech is 796-4536. Again, 796-4536. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I guess we're just about out of time today.
That's right. Well, thanks again, Juke.
Thank
and again,
you very much.
For any of the listeners out there, whenever you're looking at a new device, the biggest question to ask yourself is, what do I want to use it for?
Right.
So okay. Start with that, and I think most of the time you make an educated decision. So.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.